Today, we will study lesson number 15 of Maseches Trumos. That is Maseches Mishnayos, Maseches Trumos, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Gimel and Dalet, Perek 4, Mishnah 3, and Mishnah 4. We have already mentioned the fact that there are three levels which the Chachamim were metaken for Truma. That min ha-Torah, chito achas poteres es hakri. Min ha-Torah, you can have a huge granary full of wheat, and you take one kernel out, that's truma. However, Chazal metaken that a person should give more than that. And now we're going to learn about the percentages that Chazal established. Shiur truma. What is the shiur truma? We're talking, of course, of truma gedola. And we're talking about shiurim, levels of giving, which were determined by Chazal. Ayin yofa, if a person has a good eye, a beautiful eye, meaning he's generous, echod me'arboim, 1/40th, that's 2.5%, is truma. Veishamai is even more generous. And he says, no, the generous person gives, veishamai omrim mishloshim, he gives 1/30th, which is more than 1/40th. Vahabeinonitz, a person who's average, middle-of-the-road guy, neither generous, ayin yofa, nor stingy. Then, mechamishim, 1/50, that's 2%, that is the truma. Here, in our Mishnah, Beishamai says nothing. However, in the Tosefta, Beishamai says that the Beinoni gives echod me'arboim, 1/40th. V'horah, suppose a person has ayin ra'ah, he's stingy. Then, mishishim, his level is 1/60th. And again, in the Tosefta, it says that Beis Shammai says that the ayin ra'ah is 1/50th. But we follow Beis Hillel. So there are three levels of giving, and it would seem that it is true, that all three are legitimate. One's a little stingier, one's a little more generous, one's the middle of the road, but they are all three legitimate. 1/40th, which is ayin yofa, 1/50th, which is beinonis, and 1/60th, which is ayin ra'ah. Now, suppose, as we already studied, when one gives truma, one does not measure and weigh and calculate exactly, but rather one gives truma me'omet. Approximates. You look out there in the field, it looks to me like there's 50 barrels of wheat here in this crop. I'll take one barrel, give it as truma, I've given 1/50th. But suppose he does that, he figures there's 50 barrels out there, and 50 bushels out there, and he takes one bushel. And it turns out that he's wrong. It's not 50 bushels, there's 61 bushels. Toram viola biodo echod mishishim. I'm sorry. There are 60 bushels instead of 50. So Toram va'olo b'yodo echad mishishim, he gives truma. And it turns out that the bushel he gave was 1/60, not 1/50. So he's given less than he normally would. Truma, that's fine. What's done is done. That 1/60th bushel is now truma, and the rest is metukon ve'eno tzorech litrom. Nothing more has to be done. Suppose the fellow feels, you know, I usually give more than that. I've only given 1/60th. Let me give a little more. Chozar v'hosif. Whatever he gives that's more is fine. You want to give presents to the Kohen, no problem. But it's not truma. And since it's not truma, chayav b'mazros. You have to take a tithe from that. Now, truma, which goes to the Kohen, is exempt from further mazros, from further tithes to the Levi, to the Oni, to Maisa Sheni. But here, this additional that he gave, which was really unnecessary because me'ikor hadin, the truma was given, he wanted to just bring it up to his usual level of giving, which is 1/50th, so that extra is just a gift, not truma, and therefore is chaya b'masros. Suppose, Allah biyado mishishim v'yechot. Suppose he takes out a bushel, thinking he's given 1/50th, let's say, and it turns out there are 61 bushels out there. So whatever he's given is not even 1/60th. Allah biyado mishishim v'yechot. In other words, suppose he finds out that there's much more tvua, much more grain there than he thought. And so what he gave wasn't even 1/60th. What he gave in the end was only 1/61th, 1/61st. So then what he gave is truma. However, now he has the right to bring it up to his level. He can bring it up to 1/50th or even to 1/40th in the second gift. So the Mishnah says, v'yachzor v'yitrom, now he can give additional, he can supplement the original hafrosh astruma with whatever it takes to bring it up to his usual level of giving. So he gave now 1/61st, he wants to bring it up all the way to 1/40th, he can do that. The second giving can do that, can be that. Kamo shehu lamut. Now normally when one gives truma the first time, as I explained, one does it may omit. One just estimates, you don't measure, you don't weigh, etc. However, this second gift, which is now being given to supplement the insufficient truma and to bring it up to his usual giving level, that can be done by mida, by measure, by mishkal, by weight, uva minyan, or by count. So here, he can actually measure how many square feet of grain he has, or by mishkal, how many pounds he has, or by minyan, how many bushels or how many items he has, and he can give from there. He can do that exactly. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Av Shalom and Hamukov. Normally, we learned that truma has to be given min hamukov. When I give truma on my grain, the truma has to be in the same place as the grain, the same barn, the same silo, the same stockpile. However, Rabbi Yehuda says that this additional giving, which is being given to bring the insufficient truma up to this man's usual giving level, that can be done even from grain that he has across the country, across the state, according to Rabbi Yehuda. There's no requirement of min hamukov. However, the Chachamim obviously disagree, and they say the leniency of the second giving can only be with reference to counting and exact measures, etc., but not with reference to the requirement that it must be min hamukov. The second given must be from the same geographical proximity as the rest of the crop. That's Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah Dalet now returns to something we learned way back when, and that is the possibility of making a shliach. I'm a busy man in the city, in the downtown office, and I have farms out way in the countryside. So I ask my shliach, my agent, to go and to give truma for me. So how does he know how much I give? Am I a generous person giving 1/40th? Am I a stingy person giving 1/60th? Am I an average person giving 1/50th? So the shliach, if he knows the usual giving level of the owner of the field, has to follow the man's usual giving level, as the Mishnah says. Ha'omer l'shlucho. If a person says to his shliach, to his agent, Seyu trom, go out for me to the countryside, and you give truma for me. Toreim kedato shel bal habayis. The shliach is instructed to somehow determine what the usual giving level of this farmer, this owner, is. Suppose he doesn't know. Comes out to the farm, he has no phone, he has no fax, he has no email. How does he find out what the guy's, what the balabayas, what the owner of the farm's normal giving level is? So then you take the middle of the road. Toreim kabenonis. He gives 1/50th echod mechamish. Suppose piches asoro ohosif asoro, which according to the Bartanura, piches asoro means that this shliach underestimated the giving level of the balabayas. The balabayas usually gives 1/50th, and the shliach gave 1/60th. O hosif asora, or he gave over the person's usual giving level. The fellow's giving level is 1/50th, and he gave 1/40th. He gave 1/40th. Then, truma so truma. What's done is done. Because maybe he underestimated or overestimated, piches o hosif, the usual giving level of the balabayas. But what he gave was within the range of the giving levels that Chazal determined. So what's done is done, and truma so truma. But suppose in this kavein lahosif afilu acha, suppose the guy knows that this man's giving level is always 1/40th or 1/50th or 1/60th. And he says, I'm going to be more generous than he usually is. He's going to be generous, if they say in Yiddish, I'm going to give a little more truma than this guy would customarily give. in this kaveh lahosif afilu achas, even if he's just giving a little more, ain't rumas or truma, the whole deal is off. Why? Because by disobeying the instructions of his bal habayis, he has cancelled the shlichus. The entire shlichus is now botel. This is the again the perush of most meforshim on this Mishnah. There is another perush in the perush of Mishnayos LaHarambam, which I will refer to you for homework. So that is the end of lesson number 15.